So we're at the Mishnah again, Kovalv Amid Beis, top Mishnah Kovalv Amid Beis. Hamaster Bayis and Chavero, a person rents his house to somebody else, Bimos HaGeshamim, and he's renting it to him for the winter season. And at some point, the Masker wants to kick the Socher out of the house. Whatever, he wants to do construction on the house that he's living in, so he wants to move into that house. He wants to throw the guy out that he rented it to. Eino yochalo tzio min achag v'yada Pesach. If you rented it to him for winter, you cannot throw him out between when and when? Sukkot and Pesach. That's the definition of winter. B'yimos hachama, if he rented it to him for the summertime, meaning from Pesach until Sukkot, shloshim yom. Then he needs 30 days. The Gemara is going to have to explain what that means. What should the Mishnah have said? That you can't throw him out between Pesach and Sukkot, right? All of a sudden, 30 days from when? What? What are we talking about? So we're going to have to see in the Gemara what that means. If the guy rented a house in a large city which has lots of marketplaces and a lot of people come and live there all the time, and it's the demand on housing is very high, right? You know how much it costs to rent an apartment, like a standard two bedroom apartment in Manhattan? I don't know, but a lot of money, because you're in a big place. There's a lot of demand on housing. Then doesn't matter what season it's in, you're not allowed to throw them out for 12 months. Because he needs much more time to find adequate housing. Ubichanuyos, if let's say you didn't rent him a house, you rented him, what are chanuyos? A store. You rented him a store. Echle yaros vechle krachim. Doesn't make a difference whether it's a small city or a large city. Shnei masar chodesh. He gets 12 months that he gets to be there. Because storekeepers generally need to be, their customers need to know where to find them. And the reason it's so important that the customers need to know where to find them is that very often they sell on credit. So people are going to come in to pay their bills. You know, they didn't have emails that they could send out or pay online, click here and pay. The people have to come in to pay the bills. And if you're going to move your store too frequently, your customers aren't going to be able to find you to pay up their bills. So it would be too much of a loss if we kicked them out too quickly. And if it's a bakery or a dye shop, meaning where they color cloths and stuff, where they dye like clothing, so then 3 years, because bakers and dyers generally sell not only on credit but long-term credit. You don't have to settle up your account for a long time. Okay, so now the Mishnah said, if you rent a house in the winter time, the guy gets to live there from when to when? From Sukkot until Pesach. Summertime, we said he gets to live there 30 days. So originally the Gemara is going to assume that when we say in the winter time, we mean that you rented it for the entire winter, and that's why you're not allowed to throw them out from Sukkot till Pesach. And therefore, the parallel case, when we say the summertime, it means that you rented it for the entire summer, and you're allowed to throw them out apparently after just 30 days. You don't have to leave them there. You don't have to let them stay there for the whole summer. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: why is it that when it comes to the winter time, we assume when the guy's renting the house, he gets it for how long? The entire winter. Lekulu yimos hagasham, for the entire winter. Yimos hacham enami d'chi agar inish besa. Lekulu yimos hacham agar. If you rent a summer home in Long Beach or something, so you're expecting to be able to stay there for however your society defines summer. I think in America we define summer as, well, Memorial Day to Labor Day. I forgot which one is which. Yeah, right? Yeah. So that's how we define summer. That's when, whatever. So that's what you're expecting to be able to have the entire summer. What's this business about 30 days? Ella, so says the Gemara, v'yimos ha-geshamim, ha-haynu taima delo shchiach peis ha-lemegar. Says the Gemara, no, we misunderstood the whole Mishnah. The case of wintertime is not that you said you're renting him the house for the whole winter. You just said, I'm renting you the house. If it happens to be during winter time, then he gets to stay there for the entire winter, because it's not so easy to find another house during the winter. But summertime is a time where real estate turns over, people move a lot. So summertime, if you just rented a house during the summertime and you're trying to throw him out during the summertime, then you could throw him out after 30 days. But in a chinami, if you were to actually tell somebody, you get this house for the summer, what would the halacha be? He gets the whole summer, right? And if you tell him for the winter, it would be the whole winter. The chiddush of our Mishnah is, that's not the case. You just told him, I'm renting it to you, stop. So if it's winter time, you got to let him stay there till the end of winter. If it's summertime, you only have to let him stay there 30 days. And give him 30 days notice, let him find another place, and we assume during summertime he should be able to find another place. So ask the Gemara, if you're not allowed to throw him out the entire winter because it's so hard to find places to live during the winter, Ema Seifa, the Mishnah went on to say, Bakrachim, what's Bakrachim in what? Large cities, good. Echad Yimosach Chama, the Echad Yimosach Shem, Shem Yimosach Chodesh. Summer, winter, doesn't matter, it's 12 months. The Ilu Malula Yome Schirus, and it sounds like if the Yimosach Shem, that if the rental period is over during the winter, Mapakle, you're allowed to throw them out, even if it's the middle of the winter, meaning if the 12 months are up in the middle of the winter, throw them out. Vamai, but why should that be allowed? Halo Shchiach based on the Megar. If we're so concerned that people are not going to be able to find houses during wintertime because no one moves during the winter, there are no houses on the market during the winter, why does the Mishnah go on to say that if you're renting a house in a large city, you got to give the guy 12 months, but it sounds like, okay, and whenever that 12 months is over, even if it's over when? During the winter, you chuck him. So it says Mar Amar of Yehuda, when we say Shloshim Yom, when we say Shnei Masor Chodesh, Lahodiyak Tani, we're not talking about how long he has before you chuck him. We're talking about how long, how much advance notice you have to give him. Meaning you don't just evict a guy. You give a guy advance notice, an eviction notice. You tell him, look, I'm going to have to throw you out. This is what our Mishnah is saying. Hamaskir by Zechaveru Stam. If you just rent a house to somebody, Ein Yochel Lotzio B'Yimos HaGeshamim Michag V'Ad HaPesach, you're simply not allowed to throw him out for the entire winter. Ela im kein hodiyu shloshim yom eikara, unless you gave him a 30-day notice beforehand. Yeah, someone says, so he's not allowed to throw him out from Pesach at Sukkis because there aren't a lot of houses around. And you have to give him 30-day notice before the winter season starts so that he shouldn't be stuck. I mean, you have to let him know on Tes Vav Elul, I guess, which is 30 days before Sukkis, in order to be able to throw him out during the winter. So it's all about the winter. I mean, the point is, we're not saying two separate halachos in the Mishnah. Wow, a vast rereading of the Mishnah. We're not saying two separate halachos about summer and winter. You rent a house to somebody, you're going to want him out during the winter. You need to give him advance notice 30 days before summer's over. That's the halacha the Mishnah is saying. Because you can't throw him out from Sukkot till Pesach, you're going to need to give him 30 days notice before Sukkot, meaning 30 days before the end of summer. That's what you have to do. Tanya Nami Yachim of a Brisa says just like this. That these numbers, 30 days, 12 months, that's just how much. What does lohodiyo mean? How much notice, exactly. But you should know that just like the landlord has to let the tenant know in advance, the tenant can't just pick up one day, leave, and say, that's it, I'm not paying rent anymore. He also has to let the landlord know in advance. Why? The landlord has where to live. Why does he have to let the landlord know? He wants to find a new tenant, right? Because he could say, look, if you would have let me know, I would have worked hard to find the right tenant. Meaning, even if someone moves in the next day, the original tenant did something wrong, right? Because the landlord could say, yeah, but I didn't have any chance to vet the guy. I didn't have any chance to see if he's the right kind of person that I want to be renting to. You know, I need some time to do that kind of research. Amar Ravasi, Im nichnas yom echad b'yimos ha-geshamim. If let's say the rental went one day into the winter, so meaning he's already living there for at least one day of winter, ein yochel lotzio min chag v'ad pesach, can't throw him out from Sukkot till Pesach. So the Gemara asks, v'anan shloshim yom kamar. The Mishnah says that if you let him know 30 days before winter, you're allowed to throw him out during the winter time. So why does Ravasi say that if the guy lives there for even one day during the winter, you can't throw him out? Yes, he can, as long as he did what? Yeah. Give him 30 days notice before winter. So he happens to be living there day 31, you let him stay an extra day. So now you can't throw him out for the next 6 months? So hachi kamar, this is what we mean to say. Im nichnas yom echad, b'yimos ha-geshamim mehani shloshim yom,
ein yachol tzir min chag v'ad Pesach. What we mean to say is, if you only gave him a notice 29 days before the end of summer, but not 30 days before the end of summer, so that's it, you can't throw him out for the next 6 months. But of course, if you gave him advance notice 30 days before the end of summer, then you just let him stay for an extra day, of course, then you can throw him out. So the halach is very clear over here, meaning what we're... Well, let's just finish up the piece, and then we'll summarize. Amar Rav Huna, v'imbal rabos bidameha. Let's say the rental is over, and the landlord, what happens when a rental agreement is over? What does the landlord often do?
Kick him out.
If he doesn't want to kick him out? Heighten the rent. He raises the rent, right? That's what happens, right? You'll learn one day. You'll get married, you'll rent an apartment, and then you'll see after the first lease is over, they raise the rent on you. So if after the schiras is over, the landlord wants to raise the rent, marbe, he's allowed to do that, because that's what happens when the original lease is over. So you raise the rent. Amalei Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, hi, linkete bekuvse delishavke leglima. This is like a person who grabs somebody else by the private parts in order to get him to give him his clothing. Okay, so meaning you're really you have him, you know.
Got him good.
You got him by the neck. So it says more lo tzricha dayakor bati. What? Oh, really? So the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hillel is going to provide an anatomy lesson during Chazar Shirma. So the Gemara says, L'tzricha da'ayakur bati, that the case must be that housing prices actually went up, and the landlord would be losing. Meaning, obviously, if the landlord is just stop raising the prices every time the rental is up, that every time the lease is up, that's not fair. But if housing prices go up, so then he's allowed to charge fair market value. So main point over here is that our Mishnah teaches us that since you're not allowed to throw people out in the middle of the winter because the market is very rough, what do you have to do if you're going to want to throw them out? Give them 30 days notice before winter starts. You have to give them 30 days notice before winter starts.
Which is Tesva
Velu. Correct. Okay. So, by raising the rent, meaning he's living in this house and he's relying on this house and he doesn't have another house to move into, so now you're raising the rent on him. You're really squeezing him. It's not.
It's the same thing as just giving him a 25-day warning.
Right. What? It would
be the same thing as not giving him enough warning.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So now the Gemara discusses other cases of a maskir being able to throw a socher out without proper warning. So it says more pshita. The following thing is obvious. Nafale besa. Let's say the landlord lives in a nice mansion, and one day his mansion just caves in, the whole place falls apart. So then he can amalei lo adifat minai. He can tell the socher, look, I know you're renting my second house, but it's my second house, and I don't have a place to live right now, so you're out, because why should you be in a better position than I am? Meaning, I know the housing market is rough. That's why I don't want to have to look for one. One of us is going to have to look for one, so I'd rather you be the one to look for one. Says Mer, pshita, that you're allowed to do that. Would you have thought you're allowed to do that? I don't know if I would have thought. Okay, so it's cold-hearted. Okay. The Gemara says, okay. Zabne, let's say the maskir sold the house to somebody else. He yarshined it to somebody else because he died. Oh, yave b'matana, or he gave it as a gift to somebody else, meaning in middle of your rental, and this happens sometimes, you're renting a house from somebody, and right in the middle of the rental, the ownership changes, right? Under new ownership. The building's under new management, under new ownership. How did the ownership change? The guy sold it, the guy died, and his kids took over, the guy gave it as a gift to somebody. But bottom line, the socher now writes his checks to a different maskir, right? It's a different person is now the owner of the house. So in such a case, Amar Lei, if the new balabais wants to get the socher out, he's not allowed to do that, because the socher could say to the balabais, lo adifat mi gavar da asis minei. You're only taking the place of the previous owner. Previous owner wasn't allowed to throw me out in the middle of the winter. He would have to give me 30 days advance notice during the summer. So if the previous owner couldn't throw me out in the middle of the winter, guess what you can't do? You can't throw me out in the middle of the winter either, right? When you buy something from somebody, you can only buy what they have. So if the previous guy didn't have the rights to do this, you can't buy the rights to do something that the previous owner didn't have. A third situation. Kalale Libre. Let's say the landlord married off his son. And now, instead of renting out the apartment, he wants the apartment to go to his kids, to his son and daughter-in-law. So chazinan, iyava efshar lo odue. So then we have to analyze. If it would have been possible for the landlord to let the socher know that he's going to throw him out so that his kids can move in, then he really has to let him know. And if you didn't let him know, that's your own fault and you can't throw him out. But if there was no way that he'd be able to let him know, what do you mean, no way that he'd be able to let him know? One at a time. Raise your hand. Yeah, the son comes home one day. Dad, guess what? This is my girlfriend? No. Kala? No. Wife! Right? So, and we need a house. We figured we just live in your rental. What are you talking about? So, okay, he didn't have a chance to let him know. So if he didn't have a chance to let him know, so then, the masker could tell the socha, you know better than I am. You know, I didn't have the ability to let you know to leave, so why should you live in my house and my son have to live out on the streets? Wow. So those are, so what are the three halachos? Number one, if the landlord's house caves in, so what happens? He could definitely chuck the socher. Number two, what was the second halacha? New ownership. So what's the halacha? If the house is under new ownership, cannot throw the socher out. And number three, landlord's son gets married. Depends, right? That depends. Depends if you had an opportunity to let him know or you didn't. So case number one, you definitely can throw him out. Case number two, you definitely cannot throw him out. Case number three, depends, right? That's so the second case is it's under new ownership. He sold it, he died in Yarshin.
What's the third case?
The third case, the landlord married off his kid and he wants his kid to live in there. Okay, Ahu Gavr Zabinar Dechamra. There was a guy that bought a Arba Dechamra, rather, a boat full of wine. Full of wine barrels, and he couldn't find any place to put the barrels. I mean, he couldn't find any, you know, those big facilities, storage, whatever, right? He couldn't find any storage facilities. So he asked a certain woman, "Islach duchti leugri? Do you have any space to rent that I can maybe keep these barrels of wine?" Amalei, lo. She said, "No, I don't have any space." So Azal Kitcha. So he went and he was Makadisher. He was Makadish the woman. They got to chatting, you know, after about space and storage and whatever, and one thing led to another, and he was Makadish the woman. So Yavale Duchtalaile. She gave him a place to put the barrels. All of a sudden, she had a place. Right? Prior to that, she didn't have a place. Now all of a sudden she has a place to put the barrels. So Azal Lebese, the person went home, Kasav Lagita. He got what he needed. So what did he do?
Divorced her.
He wrote her a get. Shadala sent her in the, you know, with a shliach, sent her the get to divorce her. Azla ihi, agrashkolai. So she went. You can imagine this divorce is going to get messy, right? So she went, and she what did she do? Agrashkolai minei ubei va'apikte vosivne bishvila. She hired workers and paid them with the wine barrels to remove the wine barrels and put them in the, for people put them in a public place where people can access them. So Amar Rav Huna Breid Rav Yishua says this woman was perfectly in her own rights to do this. She had the right to do it. And about that guy, we say Kasher Asa Kain Ye Aselo, like he did. So is done to him. Gumulo Yashuv Barosho. He gets his just desserts. Meaning this is Midik Negen Mita. You act like a buffoon. You get treated like a buffoon.
Sounds like Megillah Esther.
Yeah?
Is that they're not quoting you, right?
No, but it is from Avadia, but we have such a similar concept. We have such similar concepts that with very deceitful people, it sounds way before Megillah Esther. Where do we have that you're allowed to act in an underhanded way with people who act in an underhanded way? Yaakov tells Rachel, "Achvani Bramos, that I am your father. Thinks he's going to outsmart me by acting in, by tricking me and deceiving me. I will outdeceive him, right?" That so says Gemara. Lo mi bay. You don't have to say that the woman was allowed to do this. It's not even necessary to say that the woman was allowed to throw all these barrels out. Chatzer de lo kaimala agra. If she threw him into a chatzer that was not meant to be rented, and this man didn't want so she didn't want to rent it to him. I mean, I'm sorry, the storage facility was a place that she had no interest in renting. That's obvious then, that she did nothing wrong and she's allowed to chuck the barrels out. Meaning the guy asked, do you have a place to rent? No, she didn't. Look, for a husband, you do things that you don't do for a stam, any you know, random stranger. So she was willing to give up that space for her husband, but it's not, she was being honest that she didn't really have space for rent. Right? Meaning someone come in, imagine someone comes into your house and like says, oh, this bedroom is like gigantic, you don't need all this, and starts piling things in half of your room. Right? Now, you might do that if your best friend had a house fire or something and needed to move in. You know, you might do that, you might be willing to split it, but it doesn't mean that like you're putting on Craigslist and you want to store things in half of my room. Right? It doesn't mean that. So it's obvious that if it's a case that she wasn't planning on renting, that she's in the right. Even if it's a place that she was interested in renting, she has the right to throw out all of his stuff. Because Amrulay, she can say to him, I'm very happy to rent it to other people. It's only you that I don't want to rent it to, because you are like an attacking lion who's attacking his prey. Meaning you're a quarrelsome person, you're a person who takes advantage of other people, so I'm not interested in that. And then look, you've proven who you are, so I'm not interested in dealing with you, even if you pay me the rental payment. So main point number two, I guess, number two or three, what main point do we have to? What do we do? We had, the first one was about 30 days. The second one, I guess, would be about the three halachas, right? The three halachas of when you can throw someone out and can't throw someone out. So the third one is when a woman, how would you phrase this? When a woman first discovered storage space after she married the guy, and then the guy divorced her, she could chuck out all of his stuff. She could throw out all of his stuff. So again, a woman said she didn't have storage space. The man married her, all of a sudden she had storage space. He divorced her, she's perfectly in the right to throw out all of his stuff. What?
Wait, the case
yeah, the case was the husband divorced her, and then she could throw him out. Now the Mishnah said, "Rishumim liyalomer shal nachtomin v'shal tzabayin shaloshan," that if it's a baker or a dyer, he gets 3 years, 3 years advance notice before you can throw him out. Obviously, all this assumes that the guy's making his rental payments, right? If he's not paying, you know. But even if he's paying, you just want to get someone else in there. So the Gemara brings a brisa that explains why 3 years. So Tana, the Bryce explains that Dafka, when it comes to bakers and dyers, they're different than all other stores. Mipnei Shehakefan Meruba. What does that mean, Hakefan Meruba?
They're like helping like the public.
They
for a lot of people.
No, I hear what you're saying, but that's not what it means. Hakefan Meruba means a lot of credit. They advance a lot of credit to people. So since there's going to be a lot of time before the bills are past due, so you need to know where to find them. You need to know where they are in order for them to get paid. So we'll stop there because it's a good stopping point.